Let's start with the Vikings. They're in the NFC Championship game a year ago. You know they have the defense. They've got a lot of weapons, including Adam Thielen on offense. Now you get an $84 million quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who has never had that type of supporting cast. You would think that they would be a contender. Same thing with the Packers. As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, you have to consider them a perennial contender. They lose Jordy Nelson, but get a new toy for him in Jimmy Graham. What does that defense look like with Mike Pettine as the coordinator? Some questions on the other two teams with the Lions. You know they've got the quarterback, Matthew Stafford, but can they run the football? And can they stop the run? Can they play defense? That's a big part of what Matt Patricia's got to get done there. And then with the Bears, they got a bright young coach in Matt Nagy. They're really excited about the wide receiver depth, tight end depth that they put around Mitchell Trubisky. But how quickly does that young quarterback develop? And do they have the talent on defense? If you look just last year at the standings, Andrew, you'd have to say the NFC South, top to bottom, is probably the most dangerous. Make a case for the NFC East, too, but you alluded to it, a lot of changes, a lot of talent in the NFC North as well.